Baker said from ahead. The Kolos will come from the north. They'll ignore the gate, climbing over the bulwark. I want the children and the elderly concentrated in the southernmost part of the city. Pack them together in as few buildings as possible. What good will that do? Fatrin demanded. He hurried after the Emperor. He didn't really see any other option. The Kolos are most dangerous when they're in a blood frenzy, Venture said, continuing to walk. If they do take the city, then you want them to spend as long as possible searching for your people. If the Kolos frenzy wears off while they search, they'll grow frustrated and turn to looting. Then your people might be able to sneak away without being chased. Venture paused, then turned to meet Fatrin's eyes. The stranger's expression was grim. It's a slim hope, but it's something. With that, he resumed his pace, walking down the city's main thoroughfare. From behind, Fatrin could hear the soldiers whispering. They'd all heard of a man named Elland Venture. He was the one who had seized power in Luthadel after the Lord Ruler's death over 2 years before. News from up north was scarce and unreliable, but most of it mentioned Venture. He had fought off all rivals to the throne, even killing his own father. He'd hidden his nature as a Mistborn and was supposedly married to the very woman who had slain the Lord Ruler. Fatrin doubted that such an important man, one who was likely more legend than fact, had made his way to such a humble city in the Southern Dominance, especially unaccompanied. Even the mines weren't worth much anymore. The stranger had to be lying. But he was obviously an allomancer. Fatrin hurried to keep up with the stranger. Venture, or whoever he was, paused in front of a large structure near the center of the city. The old offices of the Steel Ministry. Fatrin had ordered the doors and windows boarded up. You found the weapons in there? Venture asked, turning toward Fatrin. Fatrin stood for a moment, then finally shook his head. From the Lord's mansion. He left weapons behind? Venture asked with surprise. We think he intended to come back for them, Fatrin said. The soldiers he left eventually deserted, joining a passing army. They took what they could carry. We scavenged the rest. Venture nodded to himself, rubbing his bearded chin in thought as he stared at the old ministry building. It was tall and ominous despite, or perhaps because of, its disuse. Your men look well trained. I didn't expect that. Do any of them have battle experience? Druffel snorted quietly, indicating that he thought this stranger had no business being so nosy. Our men have fought enough to be dangerous, stranger, Fatrin said. Some bandits thought to take rule of the city from us. They assumed we were weak and would be easily cowed. If the stranger saw the words as a threat, he didn't show it. He simply nodded. Have any of you fought Kolos? Fatrin shared a look with Druffel. Men who fight Kolos don't live, stranger, he finally said. If that were true, Venture said, I'd be dead a dozen times over. He turned to face the growing crowd of soldiers and townspeople. I'll teach you what I can about fighting Kolos, but we don't have much time. I want captains and squad leaders organized at the city gate in 10 minutes. Regular soldiers are to form up in ranks along the bulwark. I'll teach the squad leaders and captains a few tricks, then they can carry the tips to their men. Some of the soldiers moved, but, to their credit, most of them stayed where they were. The newcomer didn't seem offended that his orders weren't obeyed. He stood quietly, staring down the armed crowd. He didn't seem frightened, nor did he seem angry or disapproving. He just seemed regal. My lord, one of the soldier captains finally asked, did you bring an army with you to help us? I brought two, actually, Venture said, but we don't have time to wait for them. He met Fatrin's eyes. You wrote and asked for my help, and as your liege, I've come to give it. Do you still want it? Fatren frowned. He'd never asked this man, or any lord, for help. He opened his mouth to object, but paused. He'll let me pretend that I sent for him, Fatren thought. Act like this was part of the plan all along. I could give up rule here without looking like a failure. We're going to die, but looking into this man's eyes, I can almost believe that we have a chance.
I didn't expect you to come alone, my lord, Fatren found himself saying. I was surprised to see you.
Venture nodded. That is understandable. Come, let's talk tactics while your soldiers gather.
Very well, Fatren said.
As he stepped forward, however, Druffle caught his arm.
What are you doing? His brother hissed. You sent for this man? I don't believe it.
Gather the soldiers, Druff, Fatren said.
Druffle stood for a moment, then swore quietly and stalked away. He didn't look like he had any intention of gathering the soldiers, so Fatren waved for two of his captains to do it. That done, he joined Venture, and the two walked back toward the gates, Venture ordering a few soldiers to walk ahead of them and keep people back so that he and Fatren could speak more privately. Ash continued to fall from the sky, dusting the street black, clustering atop the city's stooped, one-story buildings.
Who are you? Fatren asked quietly.
I am who I said, Venture said.
I don't believe you.
But you trust me, Venture said.
No, I just don't want to argue with an allomancer.
That's good enough for now, Venture said. Look, friend, you have 10,000 Koloss marching on your city. You need whatever help you can get.
10,000? Fatren thought, feeling stupefied.
You're in charge of this city, I assume? Venture asked.
Fatren shook out of his stupor.
Yes, he said. My name is Fatren.
All right, Lord Fatren, we...
I'm no lord, Fatren said.
Well, you just became one, Venture said. You can choose a surname later. Now, before we continue, you need to know my conditions for helping you.
What kind of conditions?
The non-negotiable kind,